If one come asking you, how can I believe in a loving God with all these pains and sufferings around? How can I trust your God and see all this kind of persecutions, yani ittihad, and pains? If God is love, where is He? افتونا. لو واحد جه سألك وقال لك لو ربنا موجود ليه سايب كل الظلم ده وليه سايب الغلب ده كله، وبعدين تقولوا ربنا الله محبة، محبة ازاي؟ يلا بقى، ما هو ده الشغل. ها جو اهد. اوكي، وان اوف ذا مين pillars of the answers of any question like this, you have to mention the difference between this life and the eternal life. As she said, my kingdom is not here, my kingdom is there. So all the rules of the kingdom of God is not yet there. You understand? Nowadays we are not living in the kingdom of heaven. Actually, we are living on earth, and the will of God, it's not there here, it's not here on earth. You understand? So in the kingdom of heaven there is no pain, no suffering, no persecution. But again, why He permits this? Why He allowed for this? If He is love, why His people are suffering? You are people of God, why you are suffering? Amira. Okay. I can another point in the answer. The answer is not one point, you know. First of all, like, what's your name again? Nadia. Nadia mentioned that we have to focus on the other life, on the eternal life, on the coming life. So it's only a transitional period. It's not the end of the story. We are not living here forever. But another important point Amir is mentioning, that also pain and suffering are very essential in our development, in our growth, in our coming back to the Lord. الوجع مفيد جدا في العلاقة بالله، في نمو الإنسان. إيه كمان؟ تفضل عادل. very good. It's another good point that we have to say that according to our faith, according to the revelation of God, revelation يعني إعلان, God created man and universe without pain, with no suffering. But pain and suffering came after the free will of man and doing sins. So pain and suffering are always related to the decision, to the wrong decision of man. And many of the sufferings are very much directly related to this, up to this moment. يعني مثلا, if you see someone who is taking alcohol for many years, he will suffer from liver failure. So this kind of pain and problem coming after some bad attitude or sin. According to our belief, it's a sin. Those who are living sexual life with no rules may go into AIDS. So they will suffer because they went out of the rules of God, of creation. You understand? So this is another important point. Most of the suffering and pains, most of them, not all by the way, because he might mention the earthquakes, he might mention many other things happening, But like النقطة دي مهم. إيه كمان؟ Other points related to God is love, but pain is there. God is love, but His people are suffering. وعلامة استفهام. Go ahead. Very good. Bravo عليك. But it's another important issue. By the way, at time of suffering, usually man look for God, raise his eyes up to heaven, and usually he enjoys spiritual touches, and he may see the hand of God clearly. So though there is pain, but also with pain there are blessing. So it's a package together. Don't look only to the pain and forget the positive, the gifts related to this pain. Rami عامل لنا بحث في الموضوع. Go ahead. Thank you. Did you get this point? This is very important. When we say God is love, we do not mean that God will follow us in whatever we need and whatever we desire. Because He loves us, He needs our perfection. And for our perfection, sometimes He should be harsh. He should be tough. And you can take the example of any parent who is caring for his child. Sometimes he should be tough. And I remember I read a very nice book long ago. Its name, Love Should Be Tough, with James Dobson. It's a very good one. Love Should Be Tough. So this kind of toughness, it's part of love. And you as parents, Bukra, you will feel this meaning. You will have this meaning in your life. So if pain is kind of toughness, it does not stand against being God, being love. You got it? يعني كونه جديد شوية الشدة دي مش معناه مش بيحبني. ده هو ده علامة حبه برضه. Another point, Mirvat. Very good. Another very important point. If you live a relaxed life with no kind of pain or suffering, usually you will end up with very selfishness. You will be self-centered. You will not think of others because you care for yourself, you are happy with yourself, you are sleeping all the time, eating all the time, enjoying whatever. But when you suffer, you feel others suffering. Now it's time to get out of yourself. So pain and suffering helps you to love others. It's kind of pushing you out of your ego. Hey, كمان. كويس انتو بتفتحوا فتاوى جميل.
God himself didn't say that there won't be suffering.
Thank you.
He said he's going to keep us safe. And
thank you. But when you say anything about God while speaking to a non-believer, I prefer to start saying according to my belief or to my faith. God did not promise me a relaxed life. He promised me pain and suffering in this life, but afterwards eternal life. So this I have to mention, that this is my belief, and at least for myself this answered the question, because He promised me here some tribulations, tagarub or trials, but with the end of the story I will be happy forever. Go ahead, George.
A lot of people connect suffering with sadness and you know, luxury with happiness, and that's not true.
Thank you.
Statistics prove that the very well developed countries, they have a high rate of committing suicide, while others,
very good point. Thank you, Habib. Also, most of the people believe that when it comes to pain, so it means sadness. When it comes to luxury, it means happiness. Actually, this is a lie, one of the common lies of the devil. Because many of the suffering people are living happily. And for those who have luxury, are living in depression. I have seen many crippled who enjoy their life, And I could see many of the healthy are not enjoying their life. So it's not parallel as people believe. So Dali Christine said. Okay, it's a good one. According to our belief, we are living this life for a better, or a higher goal, which is the salvation of the soul, to end up in heaven. That's our belief, to enjoy the kingdom of heaven forever. And to achieve this goal, we need to suffer. You got it? So for the better goal, for the higher goal, for the most important one, we are not living just the minute. We may think of just having fun now, but having fun now will end up with problems later on. Having some pain now may end up with eternal happiness. Jailan? Yeah. Yes, again, it's a good point. In times of tribulation or suffering, we may see the power of God. We may experience His presence more. But in times of relaxation, usually we cannot see Him. Ines?
I think it's important to note that in our faith, God is not the source of pain or the source of evil. But this pain or evil, I mean, He promised us beautiful life originally, but with the fall, pain and
yes.
evil came.
Very
however,
good.
Mm. Sorry.
No, go
however,
ahead.
His main role is to make use of any pain, like all of the comments went.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it's a good point to mention that God is not the source of evil or pain, but man with the devil power, with the evil power, are the main source of pain or evil. But God permits this, allowed this, because He respects our freedom. God, in His plan, He wants man happy. He wants everyone happy from the start to the end. But because of our fall, our sin, we got this. So we are living in the complicated world which we made it. You got it? But He came to earth to solve the problem and to get it back to the normal with the eternal happiness. عرفش واضح الحتة دي ولا فلسفة زيادة. I think you are following. Thank you, Flora. Flora is giving a very good examples. When you look at a surgeon doing a surgery to somebody and taking the tumor out of his body, actually he is, you know, causing him pain because he will open up his abdomen or whatever. So he is causing some pain, but he is saving his life. So with this pain, he is saving the life. Another example Flora gave, that the gold needs to be put on in the fire for some time to be purified or to be more precious. And this is the example given, by the way, in the Bible. Mary? I want to teach you one point from the sentence of Mary said. Mary just said, God in the Old Testament is tough. So, wait a minute. When anybody starts saying so, don't take his sentence absolute or a fact. And Mary is building up on as if a fact. God is tough in the Old Testament. No, He is not. فاهمة؟ أنا بص النقطة تانية ميري. أنا موافق قوي على السؤال، بس أنا عاوز أعلمهم حاجة تاني. When it comes to discussion, you may be faced by somebody assuming something as fact and it's not a fact. So you have to revise the sentence first. فاهمين الفكرة؟ هي بتقول ربنا في العهد القديم طف، وبهذا تعالوا، لا استني بقى، احنا هنبني على ايه؟ على assumption، هنبني على افتراض. الحياة تعالي نراجع الافتراض الاول. فهماني يا حبيبتي انا اقصد ايه؟ فانا مش عاوز اسمع السؤال، لان انا عاوز اراجع الافتراض الاول عشان افهمهم طريقة. انه هتلاقي ناس كده تقولك ربنا لو موجود يبقى ملوش دور، او واضح ان ربنا ملوش دور في الدنيا دي، ويبني على الكلام ده. لا استنى، قبل ما تبني تعال استنى راجع معاك اللي انت بتقوله الاول. So don't go deeper مع اي حد في الابولوجيتكس الا لما تراجع فرضياته، يسموها كده. You have to revise what he assumed. First of all, looking at God in the Old Testament and saying he is tough, actually it's not true. Because I'll tell you many examples. God with Cain. Cain, the first killer in the history of mankind, was very kind, although this one killed his brother, the only brother. Up to, he covered him. He saved him from the hands of anyone later on. He was not tough. God with Abraham, when he was speaking about Sodom and Gomorrah, Abraham told him, if there is like 50 good ones, I won't destroy the city if there are 50, 40, 30, 20, up to 10. For 10 righteous good ones, he will save the whole country. Is he tough? In the story of Jonah, Jonah was very much resistant to the will of God. He refused to obey. He went stray, against his will. But God was very patient and was very kind. And even the story of the whale, the real story of the whale, was for him, not against him, to take him back to his mission. And also in the same story with the people of Nineveh, he was very patient and very kind. With the time they repent or they fast and pray, he gave them the forgiveness and made them an example in the history for repentance. So he was not tough. So when it comes to some events, some stories in the Old Testament, with the first look, we may get the impression that God is tough. Let's explain. Let's look deeper to see why he is doing this and that. You got what I mean, حبيبز؟ إذن ما حدش ياخد على جملة كده، لأن دي طريقة يا جماعة الاسيت أو السكيبتكس. بالذات السكيبتكس اللي هم النق العربي الايه؟ متشككين. عندنا ثلاث فرق، فريق اسمه الاسيست اللي هم الملحدين، فريق اسمه السكيبتكس، سكيبتكس اللي هم متشككين، فريق اسمه الكريتكس اللي هم الناقدين، فريق رابع اسمه الاجنوستكس. اجنوستكس هم اللي بيقولوا محدش يعرف حاجة، nobody knows، يعني كله صح، انت صح وغيرك صح وكله صح، اي دين صح واي حد غلط، يعني كده يعني شربة يعني. فمي ازاي؟ يعني no. Gnosis يعني knowledge. So no knowledge. No knowledge. Nobody knows. Nothing as a fact. فهمين الفكرة؟ فعنا عندنا أربع فئات تحت تايتل اللي بيقولوا ما فيش ربنا. كل دول موجودين، دول بالملايين. Agnostics, skeptics. وskeptics دول اللي هم يشككوا. يعني في atheist يبقى مؤدب جدا. He himself does not believe in God, but he never attack anyone believes in God. He respects you as a religious man, but the skeptic not. He will attack you. Razim Balkum. The critic, he will take you into dark tunnels. He will put you into problems. how come the Bible say the evolution is wrong, and the evolution nowadays is scientifically based and proved. By the way, اللي انا بقوله ده غلط يعني مش حقيقي, بس هو هيقول كده. ده الكريتيك بقى اللي هو ايه, يعصرك كده وينقدك ويلخبط دماغك. فدول كلهم موجودين. الاجنوستيك كل تفضل تكلم 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 يقول لك اوكي ميبي, حرام عليك بقى لي ساعتين بتكلم, نقول لك اوكي ميبي. ولما يقعد مع واحد هندي يقول له برضو مفيش ربنا وكل حاجة في الدنيا ربنا, يقول له ميبي. ولما يقعد مع واحد يعني ايا كان نوعه يقول له ميبي. فاهمين ازاي؟ فهو بالنسبة له اوكي كله كويس. ولو واحد منهم قال لا انا معايا حق واذرس هم اللي غلط, يقول له come on this is kind of pride, انت ليه you have to be superior on others. فالموضوع اصبح ايه, مين صح ما يصحش, يبقى في حد صح ما يصحش, خلاص كلنا غلط وخلينا اصحاب يعني. بجد هي دي الفلسفة بتاعت. انما طبعا when we mention that we have the truth, it's not kind of superiority, it's not kind of pride. No, because our Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the truth. So I cannot say I don't have the truth. ما ينفعش أبقى مش مسيح. ما ينفعش أقول يمكن. يمكن يبقى I don't believe in my God. فاهمين إزاي؟ ما ينفعش أقول يمكن. مش لأني متواضع ومؤدب ومهذب هقول يمكن يمكن. لا, اللي هو يمكن. ما هو لو ما فيش, ما هو يا إما في ربنا يا إما ما فيش ربنا. يا اما يسوع ربنا يا اما مش ربنا, يا اما الانجيل مظبوط يا اما مش مظبوط, ملهاش حل تالت. لكن يمكن مظبوط ويمكن مش مظبوط, طب هنفضل عايشين كده ليه؟ واضحه؟ قول يا ميري سؤالك بقى. ولا كده تقريبا يعني. طيب جو اهيد يا حبيبتي. يس يس, وان اوف ذا مين بروبلمز ان ذا اولد تيستمنت از ذا بروبلم اوف وورز of fights, and some of the fights are really related to God. The people of God are fighting other peoples and with the power of God. So this is a problem, and this stands nowadays a great problem with other religion, that they want to defend themselves saying you come in into come in and doko nafs al qista fanto bitlumuna li fight is kind of jihad. So and we have lots of fights and wars in the Old Testament related to God. Can any of you defend this? Yes, habibti, ismik eh? Rama.
I think
the best answer and the first answer. Thank you, Rama. Sorry, na natatak. Bas khali balko. Once it came to Old Testament, we have a critical point in the history. The point of the Lord Jesus Christ. When Jesus came, things changed. God did not change, but human history changed, and the rules changed, because God became man. So there is a real great event happened in the history, and nowadays we are reading the history before Christ and after Christ. So, well, the first answer, I have to clarify that whatever fights you are talking about, it's before Christ. But after Christ, no sword allowed in a hand of a Christian. Any Christian يعني hold his sword is not anymore Christian. فاكرين لما يسوع لما زعق في بطرس وقال له دخل سيفك, then there is no fight anymore after Christ. And the only fight allowed is the spiritual fight. We are fighting the evil power. We are not fighting human flesh. Whatever, whoever, wherever, whenever, مفيش, مهما حصل. This is the first point. ماشي؟ لكن مش the only point. أيوة سيمسون. ثاني. No, no. I thank you very much, because this is kind of the sequence happening in whatever discussion. Yani Sami is playing the role of an atheist or a skeptic who fight back. So when I defend my faith saying that this was in the Old Testament, he will tell me, okay, this means you have two gods, God of the Old Testament, another one, different one in the New Testament. طبعا هو عاوز يشركني يعني. واخدين بالكم؟ فأنا بشكرك لأن هو ده هي دي طريقة المناقشة مع الويسترن مايند. خلي بالكم. هأجل سامي مش هغلغيه وارجع أشوف السؤال بتاع what other proofs or logic or reasons behind the idea of wars and fighting in the Old Testament. تفضل. اسمك وشغلك. إريني الفلبين. أنا عاوز أقولها بطريقة تانية إريني. Wait a minute. When we say God is love, does this mean God is not fair? Does this mean God is not a judge? لما نقول ربنا الله محبة لغينا أن ربنا عادل؟ Okay. Being a fair judge and the one who is doing evil did not repent not once but many and many times. There should be time of judgment, what we call condemnation. So the idea of condemnation, القرار العادل, الحكم takes this judgmental decision, had many pictures in the Old Testament. Like, can you tell me what kind of judgment happened in the Old Testament, Yvette? Yes, even with the prophet David, he was excited of building the altar. God told him, no, you are not allowed to do this because you made something wrong. No, in a bigger way, kind of judgment in Nuh, Tufan, the flood. Another kind of judgment, Sodom and Gomorrah, fire. Messy. Another kind of judgment, دي بقى مهمة يا جماعة. The fights of the Old Testament, we have to accept it with the idea of this is their fate, this is their end. They had enough time to repent and they rejected God completely and no way to go back to the right way, so this is their end. And although we believe in God is love, still He is the judge. And if you want to compare with the New Testament, does this mean the God of the New Testament will forgive all people? Does the New Testament say that there is no judgment with the end of the days? Actually, the reverse. In the New Testament, our Lord Jesus Christ spoke about hell much more than written in the Old Testament. So He is the same God, the same loving God, and the same fair God. You got my point, يا جماعة؟ يعني عاوز أقول إيه ما تتخضوش قوي لأنه Let's give you some example. You are all good people having good hearts to everyone. How about a killer living in the area killed up to this moment like 20 kids and we caught him and he is, you know, in the court waiting for his sentence, for the judge to say his word. Will we go to the judge saying, come on, be kind, we all are good and kind, he does not deserve to die, we have to be kind? Any of us will never do this because he had many chances and he never repented and he deserved the decision. You got it? حتى بقلبنا ان احنا ناس طيبين وما نحبش نأذي, بس في وقت بيجي لازم يكون في قرار, في حكم عادل. واخدين بالكم؟ ف all through the history it's the same. God never changed according to our belief, to our faith. God is always love and God is always fair. But you know, His judgmental decision may come slow, may come later on. دي بس الفرق الوحيد. و may come in different ways. Sometimes it's fire or flood or fight or hell. You understand the story? لكن هو هو ما فيش حاجة تغيرت. طبعا الموضوع ده لو فتحنا مش هنروح. هاي رامي نسمع الكل. Okay, and I'll focus on his first point because, you know, when you look back to the history, these people are not anymore human beings, as if, because they enjoy killing their kids and dancing around the fire when they fire their kids. And that's why in the epistle of Saint Yahuza, Firsalat Yahuza, he said that they are animals. قال عليهم كده, قال وصل ان هما حيوانات متوحشة. So when you kill متوحش يعني حيوان متوحش, wild animal, when you kill a wild animal you are not doing يعني حاجة بشعة, you are saving yourself. So بصوا للناس دي يا جماعة, مش ان هما بني ادمين, not anymore, هما فعلا كده زي ما قال رامي عبدة الشيطان, بيبقوا خلاص ما with the foreknowledge of God, because he knows from the start their fate, so he gave them many chances, but he knew quite well that they will never repent, so there should be an end of the story. Okay, تفضل حبيب. Yes, yes, انا مش متضايق. Okay.
Why not? Who said that nowadays there is no worship for people? And who said that nowadays there are not passing the kids in fight? They are doing.
Yes.
But why nowadays are not allowed to carry my gun and go do as I would? This is the idea. Why?
Okay.
God's people.
Thank you. First of all, in the Old Testament, when God allowed His people to take the action and make the judgment by their hands, he clarified in Lawiyin 18 وتسنية 18 رجعولها, that I'm letting you do this to know that tomorrow if you do the same like them, this will be your end, your fate. So when they make it by their hands, they, you know, destroy the whole country, they can see the result of sinful life. And although God warned them and made them to do the judgment, after many years they became pagans, they worshiped the idols like these people, and they had the same end. فهمني أقولها تاني, يعني ربنا خلى العصاية التأديب أو الحكم بإيديهم, وده طبعا اللي بيقول الله, طب ما هو يبقى بشر بيموتوا بشر باسم ربنا بقى, وربنا عمل كده عشان يقول لهم اللي عملتوه ده هيتعمل فيكم لو عملتوا كده, عشان يبقوا شايفين بعينيهم اللي هيحصل. ومع هذا التحذير هم رجعوا عبدوا أوثان, وحصل فيهم كده, في ملايين من اليهود اعدموا وبطريقة بشعة جدا لما سابوا ربنا. ف that kind of discipline يا جماعة, واخدين بالكم, يعني في نوع من التأديب بيحصل من ربنا. حكاية بقى بعد المسيح, after the Lord gave us the model, the role model, the perfect model of being crucified for the sins of others, he is innocent but he died for the sins of others, And he had the power to revenge. He had the power to stop whatever happening around him. But he let it go, and he was crucified for our salvation. By this example, we Christians are not allowed to fight any human being. And by this example, we are ready to die by the hands of any enemy, because we are focusing on the eternal life. And with this example, we are that sure, we believe that the power of the cross, the power of dying for others, is more than the power of hating us or destroying us. And that's exactly what happened in the history. 2000 years from the Lord Christ till now, all the nations tried to destroy Christianity. Most of the nations were destroyed. Although Christians, in most of the cases, they never fought back. You got it? يعني المسيحيين الكويسين عمرهم ما حاربوا. واخدين بقى واحد زي ماري جرجس وابو سيفين، حد بعت لي سؤال ايه رايك في ده. ماري جرجس وابو سيفين كانوا قاده في الجيش، they were leaders in the army, so they had the power to take the army against the Caesar وتبقى حرب. But because they are not allowed Christian wise to يعني hold their swords, they suffered a lot for the sake of Christ. لو سألتني بقى، بس دول كانوا بيحاربوا as leaders in the army. أيوة بيحاربوا، ده وظيفة، ده شغلهم. It has nothing to do with their Christian life. زي لما تلاقي، أنا كان عندي لواء في الجيش، لما كنت في الجيش زمان راح السماء، كان مسيحي مثالي. ولو في حرب هيبقى دكتور في الحرب، ضابط، ده شغله. إنما لو واحد أهانه في الشارع وهو ضابط ويمكن في جيبه مسدس، حتى ما يبرقلوش لأنه مسيحي. فمين الفرق؟ افصلوا بين ماري جرجس وابو سيفين كناس كانوا في الارمي، ده شغل. They had nothing to do with the religion life. زي واحد محاسب مثلا لقى غلطة عنده، ففي واحد حرامي في الشغل، ما ينفعش يفضل يستر عليه، يبقى مش أمين في شغله. فاهمين ازاي؟ هيبلغ لأنه في سرقة، ده جزء من أمانته، أو هيحل الإشكال. بس إيه، ما ينفعش يسكت على حاجة غلط، لأن ده he have to be honest. لكن when it comes to his right, to his personal life, no, he will not defend himself. He will leave the Lord to defend him the way he likes, and he is ready for suffering for the Lord. And definitely they died early, they were martyred, يعني تقتلوا. But nowadays, after 1700 years, we are glorifying these saints. ما نعرفش مين اللي موتهم، ولا شكلهم ايه، ولا اسمهم ايه، ولا حاجة. انتهوا، بس دول ما انتهوش. اوكي، انا بس عايز افهمكم بقى ايه. انا مش قاصد بالسؤال ده على فكرة محاضر، I'm sorry. I want to tell you that this is the kind of debates or problems you will face when you go to any Western countries and some of the Eastern countries. So we have to be ready. That's the reason for hope. Do you have reasons to help me to believe in your God? Do you have reasons to clarify why the Bible is the holy book? You have to have reasons. I'm happy جدا، يعني مبسوط جدا بالمناقشة دي، لأن كويس نحنا نفكر وكويس نحنا نعترض. Definitely some of you are not yet satisfied. Yes, because in this point I read myself more than 5 books up to this moment. وكتب كده حجج، يعني how to defend الحتة دي بالذات. Love is God and evil is there. It's a great philosophical problem in 2000 years. دي مشكلة مزمنة كل الناس بتقف عندها. فأنا طبعا I recommend for you to read في الاتجاه ده، لأن في Christian logic very high and much higher than the atheist logic. By the way, there is a good book أنا سمعت عنه في أمريكا عاوز أجيبه، اسمه، كان في كتاب نزل من كام سنة عمل قلق في أمريكا وكندا، اسمه The God Delusion. يعني وهم ربنا، أو delusion اللي هي بالعربي إيه؟ لا، delusion كلمة medical, كلمة psychological عن لما الواحد يعتقد بحاجة وتسيطر على دماغه تبقى غلط خالص, ها؟ زي خرافة, زي وهم. خلينا, فالكتاب ده عمل قلق يعني, خلى ملايين تلحد, اسمه The God Delusion. نزل كتاب جميل للي ستروبل, قالوا لي عليه, قال لي ابونا عليه في سان فرانسيسكو عاوز اجيبه, اسمه The Atheist Delusion, وبيقول لي كتاب رائع. وبرضه في كتاب ثاني انا بقرأ اليومين دول معجب بيه جدا, اسمه Reason for God, كاتبه أسيس أمريكاني عجوز في نيويورك, طول عمره بيخدم الأسيست يعني, وحاطط لوجيك رائع بقى يعني, لأنه ده آخر كتاب نزل يعني في نظري قوي. واحد اسمه تيموثي كيلر, كيلر مش كي آي كي إي يعني, مش راجل قاتل ولا حاجة, تيموثي كيلر Reason for God. الحاجات دي موجودة على النت على فكرة, تقدر تجيبوها. وطبعا في عشرات من الكتب, لو حطيت بس Christian suffering هتلاقي list of books, لو حطيت evil and Christianity هتلاقي list of books, يعني الموضوع في جوجل هتلاقي عشرات من الكتب تساعدك. بس هو في جزء كبير منها تقال على فكرة هنا, يعني your logic is very good but we have to build up more and more logic because this will be our mission. هو ده اعداد خدامنا, فاهمي ازاي؟ لما نكون بنحضرك تخدم اطفال هنعلمك تفضل بس ايه تحكي الحكاية ازاي, لكن بدل بتتحضر انك تقابل ناس ما بيؤمنوش بربنا لازم تبقى كمان جاهز تعرف تقاوح وتبقى مقتنع وانت نفسك ما تتهزش. فالموضوع كبير يعني. I'm sorry that I took much time, بس ايه انا كنت عاوز اوريكم ان القصة ايه محتاجة شغل ما هي سهل.